Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I want you to put your hands together.
It goes to the neighborhood.
And welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
It goes to the neighborhood.
Welcome to the Smokescreen Podcast, episode 73.
Year I was born.
Oh, damn. That's right. You old as shit. You 50.
Am.
I'm not quite there yet.
Damn it.
Yeah, episode 73. The last episode, the series finale. I'm sorry, season finale.
Yeah, I know.
Of House of the Dragon for James here. So he's gonna be called up after this.
Excited and sad.
Yeah. But it's coming soon. I think it is actually June now. I think we only got 4 or 5 months. Well, that'd be 4, wouldn't it? But I'll check into that. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah. You gotta watch Shogun though. You gotta check
I
out
do.
Shogun.
Yeah.
It's only gonna be a 10 episodes miniseries because it'll cover the whole book.
Are they hour long episodes?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so good. And the videos are doing really good. I showed you.
I know.
They blew up. That was pretty cool, because we hadn't seen numbers like that since our, Making a Murderer podcast.
I know.
Convicting a Murderer podcast with Brenda and all that good stuff.
But we're big in Japan.
Yes, apparently.
I think that's what it is.
We got some fans. Anyway, so what's been going on before you jump into this? We good?
Yeah.
The house.
I always
that's
have to give an update.
I was going to ask you on camera, yeah.
Okay, so I went to the realtor's office the other day, and they said I can feel comfortable telling people that I am buying my house.
There you go. So do you have an actual date?
They said it's with the underwriter. Should take about a week, and when they're done, I'll get a closing date.
Right.
And so that's where we're at.
How long has that been since they said that? A few days?
Friday.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man.
And I told you I saw people out there in a well drilling truck.
Yes.
One time. That was them over there. They were getting estimates. They got an estimate from them and another person.
Right.
And
gotcha.
So
they're trying to
they're
find the
handling
cheapest,
all that.
The cheapest driller.
Yep. And
got you.
So I may end up with some money out of the deal. They said that the way it's written up, that they put 20 grand aside for the well.
Right.
And
because that was the contingency, is getting your own versus the, I guess, the landowners people.
And they said whatever's left after the well's installed, I can spend however I want.
That's right.
So
instant equity.
I'm excited,
yeah,
man. I'll get a little cash back.
Yeah. Or you could dump it right back into the house and build
dump
more.
The house.
Huh? What was that? What'd you say? I caught house. I didn't catch the word before.
I said, fuck the house. No, it's the biggest thing going on in my life.
No, that's cool,
I would
man.
Like to dump it back into the house.
No, that's good,
really
man.
Cool.
Yeah. And that's the great thing about like when it's time to like, okay, I'm going to redo the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
That value is going to go up $10,000 automatically.
Man.
Or you add a deck, something built onto it, or you remodel the bathroom, put some tile down, all that shit.
Yeah.
So it's all an investment at that point. That's the great thing about owning a damn house. And then you got something to get loans if you need a loan, out of the blue, or a car or whatever. You got power then to get more power, essentially.
And it's something to, leave your kids, grandkids.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool feeling. So I know people my age group, typically this isn't, this is old news, old emotions. They've experienced them a long time ago. But I'm going to tell you, when I left that office Friday, after she said, feel comfortable telling people.
Yeah.
No more worrying. I was giggly. I mean,
no,
I did. I really felt giddy, and it's just wow. It was,
I remember,
it was on cloud nine.
Hey, the old house where you stayed for a while. I watched that thing get built. That was my first purchase of a house, and I was an assistant manager at Pizza Hut, and I remember talking to dude. He's like, can I afford it? He's like, yeah, you absolutely can afford it. You should buy a house as soon as possible. I'm like, sweet. And I remember the feeling, man.
Yeah.
And back then it was, even though I hated it, before I moved, I fucking hated it being a Cracker Box. When I moved in, though, it was the coolest thing ever.
Damn,
like,
right.
It was like brand new. Oh, and then they had that little, like the chair, it's not actual chair rail, and they just had the cheap ass Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
The Ivy. And I thought that was so cool in the year 1999 man. Or 2000, whatever it was. But
yeah. that was a nice place. And a lot of fond memories over there, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's another thing about owning a place and keeping it for a substantial period of time is the memories and those bookmarks in your mind.
Right.
When my kids and when Brielle looks back years from now,
that's right,
they're going to take place there.
Yeah, because every little cool story starts out, you remember back at the old place, or this place,
they
or
do.
They all start that way. So,
boy, we ate some damn hamburger helper in that house. Some pintos. Hell yeah,
I got
boy.
Some pintos downstairs. I should have did them today. I actually went to the grocery store, by the way. I got food to cook.
Damn.
I just got all meat because I ain't no more shit either.
I saw your rice cooker on the counter.
Yeah, I've had that. You know, I gotta have rice now about almost daily.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot, jasmine, white rice anyway.
Yeah,
it's a lot fewer calories than I thought in carbs. I mean, I guess carbs, but calories. Anyway, all right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
House of the Dragon, Episode 10, The Black Queen. I thought it was named The Black Council for some reason. So, quick recap before we watch the recap for audio people.
Yeah.
The king is dead.
He is.
The only thing holding all this shit together, the king is dead. And, of course, the big thing was he still thinks he's talking to Rhaenyra at the end of the episode after she had questioned him before about, do you really think the whole Song of Ice and Fire is it real? And then they have the Last Supper. He takes off the mask, obviously, and shows him his real face.
That's so powerful.
At what the leprosy has done, because I think they never actually say that, but that's what it is.
Okay.
Now that he's dead, we can say that, because it was different in the books. It wasn't that long-term thing. It was sudden. But
oh, really?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say sudden. There were certainly symptoms. That if you read the book, you'd know what it was in modern terms. So slightly different there. But anyway, so Last Supper, then she Allison goes to him right before he dies, his dying breath, basically. And he says, mentions Aegon, and she thinks he's talking about their son, Aegon. And he mentions Ice and Fire, and she took it as, he wants Aegon to be king after all this. And then, of course, the best scene in the history of all this with him going to the throne.
Hell yeah.
Walking on his own power. Last time, Daemon helps him up on the throne. And then Vaemond has to run his mouth, man. I like Vaemond, but he said what he said. And he kept his tongue. That's for sure.
Yes, indeed.
Anyway, that's about the essence of it. So that set up the Green Council, and they have their first meeting. And here we go. All the scheming
and
plotting comes right out in the open.
Yes, it does. And Christian Cole, he killed somebody else.
Yeah, he kills Beesbury on the right there, the only one objecting to all this bullshit in the council meeting. And then they had held Rhaenys basically captive in her own room, but she gets out with Sir Eric, takes her to the dragon pit, and she kind of slips downstairs where her dragon Maelys awaits. And she gets out, and guess where she's heading? Find out right now. So here we go, pop up this week.
Oh, and the feet.
Oh, yes, Allison's feet.
Woo.
I know you've been thinking about Allison's feet.
Yes, I have.
Oh. That's just a marker for editing. It works, though. Yeah, let's get this war started.
Man, I know.
Yeah, I wanted to show off the
podcast show here, but I'm so fucking swole right now, man.
What's that?
I want to show out the podcast show here, but I'm so swole. I feel like I swallowed a fucking watermelon.
I hate it, dude.
I don't know what the hell bloated me. Okay. I'm retaining water.
It's fucking... Are you now?
I guess. It's probably menopause.
It is. There's no doubt.
Oh, I heard that the Jon Snow thing's on hold for now. The sequel.
Damn it.
The potential sequel. I don't think they're going to do it, at least for now. It's not shut down, but it's not moving forward. That's what I understand.
I miss Winterfell and the Wall.
Mm-hmm. You'd have definitely saw that on a damn sequel. This is cool, man. You remember this table from before.
Hell yeah.
We never got to see it used properly. I mean, they used it, but...
Sailor whoever lived. I get green sick before the ship even leaves the harbor. Thank you, Sir Lawrence.
That could have been Criston Cole still. But
no.
We hope for news of Lord Corliss's recovery.
Viserys is dead.
She don't fuck around.
I grieve this loss with you, Rhaenyra. Possessed a kind heart.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
There is more.
You damn right.
Yeah.
Successor.
This is not a good time.
Oh, hell no. Good acting.
Oh, yeah. He ain't dealing with that shit again.
As myself and a firm Lord Tully support.
You will do no such thing.
Oh.
So I'm presenting you with a choice.
Oh, hell. Now that's the way to do it.
That's right.
Was it deformed?
I don't think so. I was trying to remember if it.
The head looked.
Yeah, if it was a dragon thing going on, because I think what they're implying.
Yeah.
Remember how Danny said that Rhaego was going to be, had wings and shit?
Yep. That crossed my mind when she kept having those visions.
I was trying to look, see if it had scaly skin. I couldn't tell, though.
The head sure looked weird.
It did. Elongated or something.
That's terrible. Find out your dad's gone, and then boom. Immediately into that.
Brought her dad's crown.
That's too fucking cool, man.
My queen.
That about makes you emotional, don't it?
It does. And you see Damon, like, he's how serious he is about this. Yeah. Her made those other two swear again to her and Jacerys. What you gonna do, Rhaenys? That's fucking cool.
Damn right.
Danny never used it quite like that.
No.
Have declarations from Celtigar and Staunton, Massey, Darklyn, Barimon.
Celtigar is the only other house that are Valyrian, but they didn't show them.
Turncloak against their own kin.
River Run was always a close friend to your father, Your Grace. With. West. Surround King's Landing with the dragons, and we could have every greenhead mounted on spikes before the fucking moon turns.
He's got this shit for...
A lone galleon flying a banner of a three-headed green dragon.
Alert the watchtowers.
Oh, the green dragon. That's... Yeah, Aegon changes his to green, his little sigil.
No way, that's Otto.
I don't know why you're here, dude.
Shields and cups for your drunken usurper cunt of a king.
He wears the conqueror's crown, wields the conqueror's sword, has the conqueror's name.
Can't read that fast.
You don't have to. The first episode.
Oh, the page tore out. Yep. Yeah. The realm can...
She can have her answer now, stuffed in her father's mouth along with his withered cock. Sir Eric, bring me Lord Hightower so I may take the pleasure myself.
I don't know if that was the right move.
I don't either.
I don't know why they put that in there. Why have him choke her? I guess showing he was never heir, really, in his mind.
And then more convincing.
That's what you always talked about.
We get to see it. A dragon going to Winterfell.
Mm-hmm.
I swear it.
Well, the Osmonds are in.
Yeah. I know.
Kriggenstark.
Strong boys.
Close to your age, then.
Must be damn cool. Just, I don't know. Go get on your dragon.
No shit.
Yeah, And it's not like they had, you know, weather reports.
Yeah,
they couldn't check, you know, the local TV station.
Damn, good point.
Oh, hell, cat hole, get down. Psst. Get down, cat hole. Cool to see Storm's End in this show. We never got to see it in Game of Thrones, or obviously Robert's ancestors here.
Oh, hell.
Jesus. Oops.
Yeah, you got beat there.
Mm-hmm. He can't read.
One will serve.
Put that sapphire in his eye hole. This is not a good idea. I mean, certainly they know lightning happens.
I think he probably would have stayed if...
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
He wouldn't have had to him give up an eye. Because he was going to get his eye.
Oh, yeah, he, for sure.
Ain't no doubt. Oh, my God, dude.
Arax is just a baby.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. That was smart.
Damn right.
Vagar can't fit through shit. He should have just stayed down there, though.
Yep. Oh, no. Shit.
No. See, he did that on his own. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
First blood. I mean, he had no shot, no chance. Viserys said it. Controlling his illusion. Hmm. Oh.
It's on. It's on.
It is on. There's no preview for the next one. No. So we can't watch the preview. What a
damn horrible way to go.
I mean, I hope it was quick. Wherever he bit. Or she bit.
Golly, the size difference.
That shot in the clouds was crazy.
Yes.
It was insane. And you knew it was coming. You're waiting on it, but still.
Wow.
But I got to say, though, like, I don't like this idea that it was an accident. Like, clearly they were saying, obey me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, what did you expect to happen?
Exactly.
When you chased him down, I mean, talking about obviously aiming here.
Yeah.
When you chased him down with a dragon.
Yeah, saying you got a debt to pay.
What do you think is going to happen?
He's going to cruise up beside him and get him to take his eye out and give it to you.
It was just trying to scare him. No, you're talking about two dragons. And then, you know, they had it like Arax shot fire first at Vhagar, and he was saying, no, obey, no. He didn't command him to do it.
Exactly.
But, and then you heard Aemon saying that too about Vhagar. No, obey. Mm-hmm. Well, what the hell did you have? You had him chasing him down. So then they have the old shit look like you didn't mean to do it.
I know. That was pitiful seeing those pieces falling.
It was. I mean, a dragon dying too, the boy obviously, and then, you know, Daemon gets word right there. And then there's a shot in the trailer. Have you seen the episode 2 trailer?
No.
So it's out.
Oh, good.
A teaser. And there's a shot of her out in Storm's End in Shipbreaker Bay. And we're assuming from the trailer that's what she's doing, like the book is looking for his body.
Okay.
Because it's actually never found.
Okay.
So there's, of course, theories that he survived. He landed in the water, and then he forgot it. He didn't know who he was. And, you know, and living this life as some fisherman or something. There's all kinds of shit like that. But it doesn't matter. He's gone. There goes the heir to Driftmark. So the first, I guess technically Beesbury was, but there's the first blood and the Dance of the Dragons.
Yep. And it's got her mind changed now.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah, she was, it's like kind of like Dany vibes there, right? I mean, you know what you're supposed to be doing is queen and this and that, and you have this this image of the world, but it's not really like that. She's always been like that since she was a kid. But then when you lose something, like your child or, you know, in Annie's case, your best friend, and you've been sold and, you know, taken advantage of without saying it for YouTube and all that kind of stuff, then shit changes.
Yeah.
About the idea about a mad queen, right, or whatever. So pretty heavy moment there.
Yeah, no shit.
Lines are drawn and the sides are clear. The cool thing is season 2, like you said, we'll get to see Jacerys up in Winterfell and all those stories of Sarah Snow. And right now, remember, his son Cregan is about his age. So they're young.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. That's cool.
According to if you believe the history in Fire and Blood, they become close friends and can kind of connect with each other. We'll see what happens if they have that little side story about the Starks. So we get to see Winterfell in season 2. At least for a while. I'd imagine it would be a good, couple episodes. I don't know how they'll do it. I don't think it's going to be like one quick scene. I think they'll show up throughout a couple different episodes, whatever, because if there's a relationship there, the other little side things they may bring in, like Sarah Snow, which we'll get into later. But because, the Starks are not heavily involved in any war, but they do show up after. And there's a big important thing I won't spoil here. But kind of after this whole thing ends. But that'll be in the final, I guess, season. I don't know if this is 3 or 4 seasons. I have no idea. But there it is, the beginning of Dance of the Dragons. And now I'm seeing little hints of stuff, and I can't say anything that I'm noticing watching it the second time, like I said before. I could tell you right now, but I can't.
They've got one fewer dragon than Daemon counted.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and those are still small, little, just young dragons.
Man.
So that's a big storyline, too. You saw Daemon going there and singing. I don't know if they've ever clarified, because you got a dragon named the Cannibal and a couple riderless dragons, like three, and they need riders. Mm-hmm. And they're out of Targaryens and Valyrians to ride them right now. So what do you do then? So that's going to be a storyline. Probably some bastards hanging around.
I would say dragons. We saw one.
We did see one in King's Landing, so there's probably some on Dragonstone, too.
You know it.
So there's some pretty famous dragon riders from, as they call them, dragon seeds, you know.
Wow.
So those are some stories coming in season two.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, you remember me talking about when we did the Endgame stuff with mm-hmm. Jon Snow and the whole how it's going to end and our rewrite and stuff. Remember I mentioned a guy named Adam, the only other person in the story to go to the God's Eye besides Hal and Reed.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
in this story.
Really?
Yep. Not right yet, but he will be. I mean, I'm assuming that's going to be a huge part of it. It's got to be. And that's what I was saying about Sea Smoke. So if it depends on what they do with Laenor. Because in this show, he survived, right? He shaved his head,
yep.
took off. Sea yep. Smoke's still there.
Yeah.
So do they break the lore, or do they have him, like, die off screen for real? So Adam Velaryon can take Sea Smoke.
Or do they have him come back?
Or could they could do that, too. They could change it up completely. Which I'm fine with either, I guess. But if you're following, you know, the mm-hmm. the lore and the history. So,
Daemon,
I don't know.
Was jealous.
Huh?
That whole choking scene?
Yeah.
That was a straight jealousy.
I think it was,
he
too.
He did not know what she was talking about, right?
Yeah.
Because she's like, he didn't tell you.
He had no clue. So he was never told. Therefore, in his eyes, Viserys never really thought of him as heir.
Yep, that's exactly the way he felt.
Purely the way it was. I just didn't like it. I thought it was
out
of character a little bit. He can be a cocksucker, obviously, but he's not like that.
I didn't think so either.
I don't think it was necessary. And plus, he did it almost too early. Like,
yeah.
He didn't know what the hell that meant, so why would he be mad about it
that was
before
wild.
He found out what it meant, you know?
That was
I
wild.
Thought that was odd. I thought that season one, I said that in the live stream after that episode. Like, at least let him understand what she just said. For him to get that mad, to choke her,
mm-hmm.
and I can understand if it was in that order, but it was odd. But and then again, you know, to be fair, if you like Daemon, you'll almost talk yourself into anything he does is fine. You know, and I think everybody does that for other characters too.
Yeah, for whatever Aemon, character
if you like
yeah.
Aemon, but look what he just did, and you'll excuse it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen those arguments too, not arguments, but discussions online and stuff about it.
It's true.
About every character. So if you like Rhaenyra, you'll excuse her stuff. And if mm-hmm. you like Alicent and whatever, you'll excuse, you know, all that goes for everybody to some
like
degree.
Otto.
Yeah, except fuck Otto. He's just straight up wrong in everything. He's a fucking cunt. That felt like a lot shorter episode. Was I wrong?
I felt like it was too short, especially to be a season finale.
Right, I agree. I didn't even look at the time. I closed the thing, but I thought that I'll look after. But yeah, I thought that felt short to me.
Yeah. Well, one thing I didn't like was Corlys's less than grand return.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You know, like we all knew that he'd been back and healing or something. They just didn't even talk about him returning.
Yeah, well, I think they mentioned that was unclear too, the way they put it. But he was not in Driftmark healing; he was across the Narrow Sea somewhere, or something, or somewhere.
Yeah, but
in
it was like everybody knew it.
Yeah,
and nobody,
right. Because they didn't know he was. They knew he was alive, but like, I guess his condition was maybe Viserys said that one of those episodes. His condition was too bad to seal. But like,
no,
where was he at?
I don't remember that.
I think I remember that.
You would have to find that, man, because the whole time I've been saying, I hope he makes it and hope he comes back and all this stuff. I hope he's alive, you know. And then it's like all of a sudden, ba-boom.
But anyway, what do you think? Season finale, and I don't know how long they're go with this, but it's got to at least be 3 seasons, if not 4, maybe 5. They could maybe squeeze 5 out of it.
I would say now, looking back at it, if I did have to critique it,
mm-hmm.
if there was not going to be anything important happen after the stillbirth, they took too much time in the season finale.
Yeah,
with her struggling and all that. Like, if it had some kind of bigger purpose or meaning or something.
I agree.
They could have put more cool shit in there.
I think it was...
the hell of a scene. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I think you're right. I think it was just kind of more... You know, you got that right from the get-go, right? In the first couple episodes when Ama gave birth, they really pushing that medieval childbirth thing. And it's not... Because there was some... I don't want to say arguments online about stuff like that, about whether it should be in there or just they want to show the reality of how horrible birth is and that this and that. But, you know, if you look at the numbers and stuff, it wasn't that bad as far as, like, deaths and stuff. I mean, as far as women dying in childbirth, like people think it was.
Right.
Know? But, yeah, I think they're kind of pushing that a little too much almost, because that was, like you said, it was not completely necessary just to drag that out, but...
Yeah, and show those flashes. I mean,
yeah.
If they were going to, and maybe they will.
Yeah, right. Maybe there's a follow-up or something. I mean, not that I know of, though, as far as the story goes that I can remember. But yeah, I mean, they want to show the brutality and be, I guess, of everything. But, I mean, we know that, you know.
Yeah.
If you're a father, you know this already. We don't, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's ever denied the brutality of childbirth. But there was, you know, in the first, in the tournament scene when they had the flash. I mean, I like the way they did that.
I did too.
But to compare it to a battlefield, and again, that was a tournament, but I think that's a little, I don't know, it's a little odd. But I like the idea of it, how they switched between them.
And I got to say, again, her acting was just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It was very convincing. You know, sometimes you'll be watching a show and, you're like, okay, you know, but no, that was convincing.
Yeah, no, I agree. Emma Darcy, she's good. Ezra Rhaenyra. But that's the thing, when you go into these shows, like after, you know, as a book reader, right, you go into Game of Thrones, and most people watch the show before they ever read books, because it sold more books than anything. Just like right now, you know how many copies of Shogun are being sold right now on Amazon and everywhere else? Oh, it's absolutely insane, I'm sure. But after you've read a book and then you see a show, you're always wondering how it's going to match the picture in your head.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing. So, but that's what I mean. When I first started seeing teasers and photos or whatever before this came out, I just wasn't sold on Matt Smith being Damon. I thought he looked odd.
And he does look odd.
He does still look odd.
It grows on you, though.
But he plays Damon the way I picture Damon when I read about Damon. So he does, he grows on you. But anyway, I don't think I'd ever seen Emma Darcy in anything before this. But we'll see. We know it's, we'll see what happens in season 2 in, I guess, June. Again, that's not confirmed yet, but we'll see where they open up. There's going to be some big battles. Hopefully we see that side story later on, the God's Eye. That might be a little later, I'd imagine. But, yeah, God, there's so much I want to say, but I just can't say it because I see the little hints of it.
It's cool they're talking about, she's talking about the, you know, the White Walkers and stuff, that whole threat from the north or whatever.
Yeah.
That's exciting, man, to know that. You know, that long ago, they were still
right. And now the cool thing is with that is if they do this Aegon show, which I'm sure they will, because this is so popular, why not go back another, you know, 200 years or so or whatever to the beginning, Aegon the Conqueror. But somebody's got to step up big to play that role. That's a big fucking role to fill. But yeah, if they go with that, then you're going to see the beginning of all this. You know, they'll probably do flashbacks of Daenerys the Dreamer. Back in Valyria, and then the family coming over, and then to present day or whatever, and then him having this dream or whatever, and starting this whole thing, and he'll have that same dagger. We'll see that same dagger, I'm sure. So that's cool how they're linking it all up. I just, you know, he goes back to Gott, though. You know, it all lasted, what, one night at Winterfell?
Oh, shit.
And it really ended up being Dany and two Targaryens helping out, but I guess it was necessary. But yeah, anyway, no, we won't get on that road again. Because Game of Thrones, it is what it is. It's still probably the greatest show of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all in all, if you take away a few things here and there. I just didn't, because, I mean, you know, looking back, you know, Dany was going to do that. But it was like everybody said, it was just so rushed. It felt rushed.
Yeah, it was.
And some things were odd. But anyway, good?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's outstanding. And I have to show you the teaser then for season two now.
Yeah, man.
So we can watch the teaser now. Oh, something I was gonna say. What I said earlier. I was gonna say it on camera. Remember Helena?
Yes.
All her little scenes may or may not contain some kind of information.
And I thought they were just throwaway scenes.
Yeah, and you did. And so you heard what she said, the beast beneath the boards, that last episode. All right. And it kind of ties in that I won't say what's going to happen. Obviously, I don't want to spoil anything. It'll be a big thing. But it will relate to that. And I could say the names of the people without you really knowing anything, but I'll just leave it at that. Because that's... it's directly related to what we just saw in some way. And that's all I'll say. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to go too far and end up spoiling something, but it's another shocker is coming. And I'm sure that will be
But you're just saying you know this from the books?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a big connection here to what we just saw. And I'm sure that will be probably, I would guess, the first half of the season this thing will happen in season two.
Okay.
Just based off the timeline they're going with. But yeah. So anyway, she has seemingly prophetic statements. And I don't know if they ever clarify dreams or if she's just pulling it out of her ass at the moment.
Pretty wild.
But there was some hints to that, though. There was some hints to that. We saw with Viserys, too, as a matter of fact. What is a beast beneath the board? We saw a couple hints around those beasts. Anyway. Any other? I know I got you thinking now, and I just don't want to say too much because I'll end up saying too much. Any other questions, comments, concerns?
No, I need to absorb that.
Yeah,
that's
it happened fast.
It did, and it was a trip. We only got to see Otto this time.
Yeah, the same exact. I didn't even think about that before. The repeat of that exact scene, almost exact.
Really?
You know, Daemon walks down, he walks up, dragon flies over same way and lands in the same spot, only a little bigger this time. And she gets off and walks in between them. This time she's with Daemon, not trying to get an egg from him.
Yes, and I loved her taking his hand pin.
Yeah, throwing it over to Danbury. Yeah, fucking traitor. He is. I mean, it's just blatant cunnery.
That's the word.
Is that a word?
Not cunnery, but cunt was in my head.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Cuntery.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a word now. I just
I'm down with it. That's what it is.
Blatant cuntery. Cat, get off of there. This damn cat over here pressing buttons.
Damn sure he is.
Get off. Oh my God. And Riddick's downstairs. All right, well, let's get out of here, and then we'll go to overtime real quick and wrap it up. And before our cat damn cuts our damn mics off or some
hell
shit.
Yeah.
All right, well, we good?
73 in the books.
That's right. Number 73. 74 next week, and I don't know where it's going to be yet. We'll see. Maybe we go back to we've been talking about a few ideas for potential. We need to get somebody on here, too. But we'll figure it out.
That's it.
All righty. Yeah. Well, we'll get out of here and get these cats off our fucking equipment and let it fade to black.